AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ikonomova. Former First Lady, Senator, and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is set to formally apply for another leadership role today as President of the United States. Details released on her campaign suggest she'll focus on convincing people she can deliver for the middle class. Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar says she has faith in Clinton.
I saw her as a senator and one-to-one on those bread and butter issues, and that's all I hear about in Minnesota, the farm bill. Those guys that just announced on the Republican side, they didn't even vote for it. Well, she's going to go to Iowa and say, talk about rural policy, things that mattered.
Klobuchar on CBS's Face the Nation. Former presidential candidate Mitt Romney, though, says Americans want a fresh face in the White House.
She's a creature of Washington. How many years does she say? 18 years she hasn't driven a car. She's been driven by Secret Service and other securities. I mean, she's been there a long time.
Romney on Fox News Sunday. Clinton will announce her run in an online video due out later today. Egyptian officials say at least six people have been killed in a suspected car bombing at the entrance of a main police station in the northern Sinai province. The officials say civil defense forces are looking through the rubble for casualties, and the death toll is expected to rise. It's the second major attack of the day on troops in the Sinai. Al-Qaeda's relatively new branch on the Indian subcontinent has taken a sharp hit from alleged U.S. drone strikes.
The Al-Qaeda branch lost its top deputy and its man in charge of Afghan affairs, according to a spokesman who said they died in January strikes in the North Waziristan tribal region of Pakistan near the Afghanistan border. Such strikes are controversial in Pakistan because of related allegations of civilian deaths, and the Al-Qaeda branch spokesman charged the Pakistani army with providing intelligence for drone hits.
AP correspondent Kyle McKinnon. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister is refusing calls from Tehran to stop an aerial assault on Iranian-supported rebels in Yemen. AP Radio News. Furious 7 is the top movie for the second week.
No, we're crazy, right?
3, 2, 1. Let's do this.
The movie dedicated to the late Paul Walker raked in an estimated $61 million at North American theaters for a total of more than $250 million. The animated alien adventure Home is in second place, pulling in $19 million in its third week. The only new wide release of the weekend, the rodeo romance The Longest Ride, opened at number 3 with $13.5 million. A Connecticut dad is accusing the Little League in one of the country's wealthiest towns of demoting his 9-year-old son after the dad proposed an affordable housing complex near a former league official's home. Christopher Stefanoni says in a lawsuit that Darien residents are so worried about affordable housing that it will draw black people to town that they'll do just anything to stop it. I'm Violet Ikonomova, AP Radio News.